Jesus Christ.
I'm
so glad for this precious opportunity to be in this place.
Titenda Brother Makwinya nokutivhuria mukana wakadai kuti kone kuyanana.
I would like to appreciate Brother Makwinya for opening the pulpit so we can have a wonderful
time. Farwedu kuonana nenhengo imwe neimwe yomutumbi wa Kristu.
It's my joy to see every member of the body of Christ.
Tiri pasi pokutarisira kukuru
under this great expectation. To meet the Lord in the air. And all other things can happen. But let's stay under the promise. Because one of these days when the trumpet shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise. And we who will remain shall not hinder. Because they shall rise first. And we, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. Why must we be changed? So that we enter into the stature and into the atmosphere. In the same atmosphere of those who are being resurrected. And the one who is coming. And together we shall meet in the air. And when we meet, we shall see him. We who remain and those who are asleep, when we shall see him, we will be like him. We will know him like he is. And he shall know us as we are. Because the clothing we shall be putting on, the bodies we will have entered into, we will be the same body. We thank God for this glorious hope. The rains might come. Thunderstorms can come. It might be cloudy. And many things can happen. And the waters can come under the bridge. But this hope is waiting for us. Let us not lose this hope. You might lose your job. There might be problems in this life. You might be disturbed. Let nothing rob us of this hope. Because all the things of the world shall end. When the world has come to an end, something is waiting for us. That is what we are contending for. If it's the things of this world, we are contending to overcome so that we can meet with the glorious things. We are contenting to leave the earthly things so that the things we hope for might be fulfilled. So don't let the things of the world, don't let the burdens of the world, don't let the sicknesses of this world, don't let the troubles of this world rob you and take from you this hope that we have.
Mufaronyi, mufaro wakadini.
What joy is it that you go to work,
kana waenda kune imwe nyika,
or you have traveled to another
country, assignment,
and you had an assignment,
wopedza assignment yako,
and you finish your assignment, paunotanga
kupeka mabega ako,
when you start to packing your suitcases,
panenge mufaro mukuru kwazvo,
there will be such great joy kuti
mangwana ndiri kumbururuka,
that tomorrow I'm flying back home,
ndidzoka kumusha,
I'm going back home.
Unotanga kuverenga ma hours nama minutes nama seconds,
you start a countdown of the time,
paunotanga kuita check out muhotera yako,
when you check out in the hotel,
paunotanga kuita check out mumutumbi uno,
and when you check out of this body,
wangu watakula bege lako.
When you carry your bag,
wananga zinoko airport.
You are bound for the airport.
Fungwa yako netariro yako.
Your mind and your hope.
Aisati chini munyika yechini.
It's not in the strange land.
Fungwa yako netariro yako.
Your mind and your expectation.
Yato kumusha.
You are now at home.
Wendo rwaku mashure.
The journey is now behind.
Ndege yako mashure.
The road is behind.
Kunyange ma ndege ikamboza makita mabambu zaku mashure.
How the technical fault might come.
Moyo wako nezose zvako zvako musha.
All the things and every expectation is in the
tabernacle.
Tabernacle repa isti.
Moyo yedu ngaivavarire izvozvo.
Let us content for that.
Mwari vakaitire zvakanaka.
May God bless you.
Tinamate.
Let us pray.
Mwari baba vedu vari kumusoro kudenga. Ndinomira pano mangwanani ano nekugwagwadza handizivi nei. Dai ndaiterera nyama yangu ndaigara pasi. Asi baba ndinoziva kuti mune chinangwa. Mazuva edu sevanhu akapfuura. Gona kwedu kwakapfuura, kunzwa kwedu kwakapfuura, kuita kwedu kwakapfuura. Pane chimwe chakaburuka muzuva ranhasi. Baba chikaita take over. Nhasi uno baba ndochinotifurira, ndochinotitungamirira. Tiwane varume namadzimai, vakomana majaya vari pano mangwanani ano. Vachisiya maprogram ava anokosha. Vachisiya zvinhu zvingavapa mari namarend nemaschool fees. Varume namadzimai vakabengenuka vakajekerwa. Kuziva kuti kaenda kuimba yaMwari iyo watakatenda. Ndiye akabata zvose, ndiye ane kidzi ramangwana. Baba remekedzai kuuya kwevana venyu panzvimbo ino. Uyai musimba rokumuka kwenyu baba vangu makanaka mugotaura kwatiri. Kana tirisu vanhu titori limited. Asi baba tinoya kuna Mwari ari unlimited. Dai mauya mangwana nano mugofashanura zvikomboro zvenyu kukereke yenyu. Kunyange ndinewo baba mondibata mukati meruoko rwenyu rusingapunyutsi. Ruoko rwenyasha. Ruoko rwechikuriri. Ruoko rune zodzo. Ruoko Mwari wamakanaka runoziva zvose. Mwari wamakanaka moputunura kuvana venyu. Izo zvaminazo sezvamakaziva nyika isati yavambwa. Ndibatsireiwo baba. Kondiani ane qualification yokumira pamberi pomudzimai wenyu kusiya kokutenge murimi matendera baba. Tinokoshesa mikana yakadai. Tinokutendai nevaranda venyu vanomira pano nguva nenguva vanoshingaira kukereke iyoyi. Tinokutendai namaelders avo umwe noumwe panzvimbo yake. Baba tinovaisa muruoko rwenyu tichivakumbirira nezita raIshe Jesu Kristu. Kuri Mwari wamakanaka zviro kwazvo, zvione njere, zvirambe zvichipfaka nyika nokupiwa. Hama nehanzvadzi mutsvene makarurama, dzipei simba baba. Oh Mwari wokumusoro kudenga, tine tariro Jehovha wangu makanaka yokuzoonana nemi. Tariro yedu haigumi pazvinhu zvenyika ino, asi inogumirwa baba tasvika kumusoro kudenga. Ndinonamata baba wangu makanaka, chindisimbisaiwo nokundipa izvo munoona zvakakodzera. Nemuzita raIshe Jesu Kristu tanamata nokutenda nokuonga nokusingaperi. Amen.
Amen.
We may be seated.
Garaize nyu pasi.
This morning by the grace of God,
mangwanani ano kubudikidza nenyasa
kwaMwari. I understand you've been listening to messages being preached on the Holy Ghost.
Ndinonzwisisa kuti manga muchiteerera mharidzo dzakaparidzwa
is an integral part of a believer.
So ndinotenda kuti ndo chini chakakoshesa kumutenda.
I wanted to listen to those messages also before I could preach today, but I didn't have chance to do so.
Ndaida kuteerera mharidzo idzodzo ndisanda paridza nhasi asi handina kuzowana mukana.
In an attempt to try and be in the same channel,
asi kuti ini ndiedzewo kupinda mumuwezva mumwe chete.
I'll try and just speak also something a little on the Holy Ghost. On the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I won't go in the depth of it.
And this could open the mudzamo.
Or just to take something on the peripherals. Just to try and augment the efforts being put.
Kuti ndingo batsirawo basa riri kuitwa.
I believe the baptism of the Holy Ghost is essential.
And
that's why the prophet took a whole lot of trouble to preach about it.
And
I believe it's really glorious and great times that you are having in the Lord. So today, by the grace of God, I speak on the new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
I'll
just remain maybe on the outskirts. I won't really get into the details, just to augment what is being preached. Since I have not listened to the messages yet, I might maybe repeat what has already been said. So you still suffer and bear with me. Shall we turn over to John chapter 3? Verse 3 and 7. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. John chapter 3, verse 3 reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, zviro kwazo, ndinoti kwauri.
Seven, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
Verse 7, usashamiswa nokuti ndati kwauri, munofanira kuberekwa patswa.
Then 1 Peter 1:23.
1 Peter 1:23.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
Nokuti makaberekwa patswa zvisingabvi pambeu inoora asi pane isingaori neshoko raMwari benyu rinogara nekusingaperi.
So I'm speaking about the new birth in relation to the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Saka ndikutaura pamusoro pekuzvarwa kutswa neukama hwako nerubhabhatidzo nemweya mutsvene.
You may take your seats.
Garai zvenyu pasi.
So mainly this morning I'm just speaking on quotations.
And
I believe they will speak for themselves. Now, you find there is so many people in the circles of Christianity who get so easily mixed up. And also there's lots of interchanging of misconceptions on this. But I believe we have received a prophet in these end times. And this prophet came to try and clear all the pollution and all the misunderstandings. There is still people today who are mixed up. Even though you must be born again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you find people sometimes, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Somebody today raises his hand and tomorrow you say, how many of you have not received the Holy Ghost? The same person raises his hand. You mean somebody, have you been born again? I'm not sure, maybe. But we thank God we have received a prophet. And we have received a straightforward message. And we have received a pure message. Remember the end time message messenger. After the order of Revelation 10:7, who was a prophetic messenger. He is reported to be the one who tie in all the loose ends. All that was left dangling in the first age. Where Paul was saying, I show you a mystery in part. It means he was not revealing it in total. Where Paul was saying the mystery of iniquity doth already work. I can see wolves in sheep's skin. That was in the first age. So you begin to see lots of mysteries being carried over. In this age, a part is revealed. In the other age, a part is revealed. But there is lots of loose ends that was left. Because there was a promise in Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, all the mysteries shall be revealed. They shall be finished. There shall not be one mystery left not unfinished. That's why today when you hear somebody say this, the seventh seal is not yet open, then one wonders. Because when the seven thunders uttered their voice, that's what was containing the mystery therein. So when they were thundering out, they were revealing the mystery. And what was the mystery? Pale horse rider, white horse rider. So you cannot remain with anything again now unrevealed. And all these, they open in the seventh. Because it's the seventh angel messenger. When John came, when Revelation 10:1 came, and the little book is open with that mighty angel with the rainbow over his head, and he came down on earth, 1 foot on earth, 1 foot on the land. At that time, my brother, my sister, there is an earthly messenger on earth after the order of Revelation 10:7 to receive the book. And he doesn't receive the book of Revelation chapter 5, which is a closed book, but he receives the open book. Because when he says that when in Revelation chapter 5, who is worthy? No one was found worthy. And John cried. And what happened when John was silenced? The Lamb rose from the throne, and he went to take the book, which was closed. Chapter 10, the book is coming open. So who opened the book? Is he who took it? Closed. Comes down. Hands it over on earth.
Amen.
So no more mysteries. No more hidden things. Everything is in plain view.
They are trying to put mysteries where there are no mysteries.
All the mysteries are revealed.
That was the job of
Malachi 4. Spoken word.
Oh, yes.
Mindro yedi iri mubhaibheri.
Hapana chitsva
chatichada kutambira.
There's nothing else to receive.
Hapana zvimwe zvatichada.
There's nothing else that we need.
Takungoda shoko ne message.
We only need the Bible in the message.
Amen. Message ichiuya chita throw light on the Bible.
The message
is throwing light on the scriptures.
Pamagwaro ne paBhaibheri.
You know, I've learned, my brother, when you hear Brother Branham say a thing, that's why sometimes you say, God help us. People argue from a level of not knowing. But Brother Branham preached from a stance of revelation and the knowledge of God. When you hear him say something, you might not have met it as a brother or as a preacher, but be sure as you continue to eat from the spoken word, someday you come across it in the Bible. Brother Branham was not just a plain preacher.
Brother Branham,
he was a word prophet. And he was sent with the word. He was a word prophet. Unlike Luther and all some of those other guys. He was a word prophet. That's why now he is the word prophet after the order of Behold, I sent you Elijah. And Elijah shall restore. What is to restore? To restore is to bring back what was there. Is to take back something. The original something. Back to its original place. With its original status. With its original rights. So Brother Branham didn't have a new message. Brother Branham had the original message. He had to come and restore all. And tie in all the loose ends. But sometimes we are too lazy to read. We depend on what so and so has told us. And maybe what some preacher preached on the internet. Oh my brother, the bride does not feed on internet messages. The bride feeds on the original word that Brother Branham preached. We see preachers these days going to glean on the internet. Worse still sometimes from denominational preachers. My brother, we have received more than 1,100 tapes. You have not even listened to 200 of them. Let's go back to the word. Let's go back to the message. Let's go back to thus says the Lord. That's the message of restoration. That's our challenge in this day. It doesn't matter how much that preacher preaches. He can preach like a machine gun. I am not worried about it, my brother. I want that message whereby the preacher said this, that, with his broken English. That says me very well. I don't even want their grammar. I don't even want their grammar. I want his grammar. It serves me right. Oh, my brother, my sister, with that type of preaching, it has changed a man like me. With that type of preaching, it has changed a man like you. With that type of preaching, this morning, my brother, you can receive your heart's desire. If you are sick, you can receive your healing. If you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you want to receive your daughter, you can receive her. That's the message we believe in this end time. Oh, what a prophet, my brother. What a prophet, my brother. Go back to the word. Back to the message. Back to the spoken word. Back to the bona fide truth. Many times we argue from a level of ignorance. But let me tell you, preachers, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's go back to the spoken word. Let's go back to the message of the hour. Let's go back to the message of the hour. It's all in there. John 3, Jesus answered and said, I very, very answer unto thee. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It takes a birth for you to see the kingdom of God. Are we together? So if the birth is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then why does Brother Branham say you can receive the Holy Ghost every day of your life and you go to hell?
I'm just throwing I'm just throwing big missiles.
And he says the Holy Ghost is a temporal gift. What did he mean? I'm just throwing.
Amen.
Ah, that was bad. Andri nervous. Zukuru kwazo mangwana na
ndapula mfumazi. I was nervous.
Ndikati murora ndipo ma banana. Panda kandudza kuti kaita nervous kwa banana.
And I said to my daughter, "Ndi pangari
chikaona zvamushi." And you are very nervous.
I am not always nervous.
And I am not nervous kuti makawanda aiwa.
I'm not nervous because you are many.
You don't put it 10 times number here pana. But I don't know why.
This number.
Now, what?
Tarisai.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, the prophet says, if being born again is receiving the Holy Ghost,
then he says,
you can receive the Holy Ghost every day of your life and go to hell. How?
See?
Sister Kadiwa, Sandu Miran, down on my task.
Hey, you short men, what are you saying?
Now, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. In you they would marvel. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seeds, but of the incorruptible.
Now,
when he speaks about being born again, do you see now, my brother? He goes to the seed.
Amen.
Hold up. When he speaks about being born again, he goes to the seed. Why?
Say.
That's what joins up with you can be baptized the Holy Ghost every day of your life and go to hell. Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost does not change the seed. Then Brother Brown gives about the shark. He talks about that. He said, the water comes upon both. And they all grow by the same water. But what matters is the kind of seed. For every seed must produce after its own kind. Does that throw light? We leave that born again. Let's go to something here. Maybe I'm just repeating what's already said now.
The prophet surpasses me.
Sometimes he says, the new birth is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Let me take a breath.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
You
don't
now,
take this quotation and
let me pick,
run.
Let
a
me
tangent.
Pick a quotation. The Lamb and the Dove of 57, paragraph 29.
Lamb and Dove, yeah, 57.
Now you don't hear that preached on too much by evangelists anymore. You must be born again. Message. It's been let run haphazard.
Zvakaitwa nenzira isiriyo.
Zvakaregwa zvichingoenda iri mvenge mvenge mvongomupopoto.
It has been let run haphazardly.
Anyway, it can go.
Nenzira yatinongoenda.
But I'm just one of the old-fashioned type that believes in good old-fashioned holiness.
Atini ndiriwe mhando yekare anotenda muhutsvene hwekare.
Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good. But I'm just one of the old fashioned type that believes in the good and old fashioned holiness, I believe. You say that's a big word for a Baptist. But I'm one of them Baptists that got the Holy Ghost. That believes in real, genuine, born again holiness. Certainly, I believe the tree is known by its fruit.
Can we have mangoes from a
in other words, right?
Amen.
Now, I pick up. Why I'm against organized religion. He shows here. The new birth is being born into the kingdom. And the Holy Ghost baptism is a baptism into the body. Are we together? Sorry, am I confusing you? Okay. Now, paragraph 129. Remember that 62 message. Remember, I believe that Martin Luther had the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. Maybe not in the portion it is today. In a measure. Because it wasn't given out. That was before Pentecost. We've been through this. You people of the tabernacle. Brother Branham had been through this. Here on the blackboard, but he did believe to God. And he that believeth has everlasting life. I never thought there was a person believed that like me. Till this morning, I heard Charles Fuller as I was going down. He believes too that the new birth is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The new birth is being born. The new birth is being born. The Holy Ghost is the baptism, all right. Key to the door. Paragraph 114. So communion, that which you take, is for Christians that's born again of the Spirit of God. And born again does not necessarily mean now that you got the Holy Ghost.
Now this troubles me. This is trouble to me.
1962. So paragraph 114, key to the door. So communion is for Christians that's born again of the Spirit of God. And born again does not necessarily mean now that you got the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Ghost in the belief? Have you been born again? You see, the vacillation and confusion. So, and born again does not necessarily mean now that you got the Holy Ghost. Now remember, now many teach that. I don't know anybody that teaches it like this. As old brother Agaban Wright said that night from the pulpit here, see? But the new birth is not the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The scripture doesn't support it. I don't think, see, to my way of seeing it, I believe that you are born again.
I can take another quotation.
Just trying to take a line which will help you understand. Because many people, they don't even know whether they are believers or not. They don't even know when their Christian walk with God starts. They don't even know where they started, when they started to be called a Christian, when it started, and how, they don't even know. And you find somebody just beating about the bush. I'm not a believer. Maybe I will wait for the day. Yes, the day will come. But you are starting from the climax. You start from there going upwards. Already before you get to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the work of grace, the work of the Spirit upon you has already started.
Are
we together? Are we together? He says, I'll pick the quotation, but I pick the statement. The new birth is when you are born again. But the Holy Ghost baptism is when power comes into the birth for service. Go tarie Jerusalem. For what purpose? For you to receive the Holy Ghost? Until you are endued with the power from on high. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost brings a power to you for service. It's a seal. Like when Abraham got the seal. That seal which he receives, God was recognizing the faith of Abraham. All the way walking with God. All the way having works of faith. And when God was happy, he gave him the seal of the circumcision. All the way believing God, confessing your wrongs. Confessing your wrongs, reading the Bible, coming to church, praying with fasting, God recognizes your faith and he gives you a seal of the circumcision of the heart. There it was the natural. But here now is the spiritual. Say amen, somebody. Now, I pick the quotation. Countdown 62. So, if a man sits on the thought of justification is all you have to have, he is wrong. Wrong. He has got to be wrong. And then if the church who believes like the many of the Pentecostals that the Holy Ghost is it, that's all. Just repent and get the Holy Ghost. That's still wrong. That's why sometimes you just hear people. And Brother Bram sometimes he says now, we would have to take people. Go with them in the rooms, the ministers, the deacons, whatever. And teach them and explain to them what the scripture, what the Bible says about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because if they have misconceptions, they might receive what they think, or they might not receive what they think they should receive. So you see right here, just repent and get the Holy Ghost. The Pentecost says that the Holy Ghost it is. That's all. Just repent and get the Holy Ghost. Right? You just go down. This morning, you must receive the Holy Ghost. You must be born again. You must receive the Holy Ghost. Today, now, how many of you want the Holy Ghost? You must receive the Holy Ghost. Yes, sometimes it goes with emotion. But yes, sometimes without emotion. But sometimes one can just get in the emotion because he has shouted. He thinks he's got the Holy Ghost. Yes, sometimes one might think, oh, because I've been so quiet, I have the Holy Ghost now. He got a funny feeling. He said, I got the Holy Ghost. It's neither here nor there. But the genuine article of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you receive him,
Brother Branham says, you don't need somebody to tell you. You will know it yourself. Because there is no child who can be born and not know that he is born.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, you see it so much. Even sometimes the Pentecostal realms. You must receive the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you don't even have the background to it. You must receive the Holy Ghost. Now you must repent or perish. He says, evangelists, they will do that. You must repent or perish. Until this man does not even know what the Holy Ghost is. Doesn't even have the scriptural background of it. Next door neighbor, you see somebody raise his hands with the hands quivering. Yes, it might be the genuine Holy Ghost. Yes, it could be something else. And this person looks at this one. And the preacher already says, now the Holy Ghost is here. He sees what this person is doing. That's the Holy Ghost. He also raises his hands. He also begins to go like that. He looks at his mouth. He begins to move his mouth also like that. He sees somebody praying. And as he's praying, he's going like this. He doesn't know what inspiration is causing me to do that. Yes, it can be the Holy Ghost sometimes. But he thinks if I act like that also, then they say, how many of you have received the Holy Ghost today? He also raises his hand. But inside is empty. He is still the dear old person. That's why I would like to believe the instructions that you are receiving this time. And all the messages going in, they help a lot. We know the old comers know, but the new ones, it helps a lot. Something that's genuine. I've always said back home. Some of us have tried many things. We've tried this, it appeared like it worked, it doesn't. Try this, maybe it appear like it works. But you come back to something that's genuine, something that's bona fide. Something that's real. It's no more a question of trying to presume or to try to find out or to try to scratch. You want something which is a genuine article. Because if ever there is a bogus dollar, then there is also a dollar which is real. Something when it grips your life, it changes your life. It changes the way you look. It changes the way you behave. It changes even your attitude. Something that's genuine. There is times that you go by what you think. Or by what you see. But there is times that you have to go by revelation. What has been revealed. Many years ago when I became a deacon out there in Mutare. First time I became a deacon. You know, in my mind, the first thing I said, nah, my, how do I do it? I begin to think of some of the first deacons when we used to have services. Kunana, Chitsere, Noko, and one of them was Brother Pastor Matak.
So I was thinking of the old people who were deacons when you were
Nana, Brother Mush, Msekiwa.
Brother Matak and Brother Msekiwa.
So then I begin to imagine them. What I used to see them do in church, you know, maybe standing by the corner there, maybe seeing a believer sleeping and waking them up. I was trying to pick a reference from what I saw to try and find my feet. But if as time went on, going into the message, going into COD, you pick up your direction and you pick up your compass. You no longer go by what you hear. You no longer go by what is said. But you go by what the word says. And you receive and understand it by revelation. Hallelujah! Then the same thing begins to produce a life also in you. you. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
There is a difference between a believer who lives by being told and a believer who lives by the experience of what God has said in His Word. There is a total difference. This one has a revelation, but the other one has no revelation. And a revelation to anyone is God's prerogative. No man can give another a revelation. It's only God who gives you a revelation. And when that revelation is from God, it will never be against God. But it will be for God and for the furtherance of God's kingdom.
There are times that we move with the crowd. And
where
times that we walk with what we hear.
And if you continue
to feed on the
word,
and you catch things by revelation and you are led by God.
In Mozambique they say
revelation.
You need
revelation, brother.
Okay. Now, I pick it up. Calm down. So, if a man sits on the thought of justification, it's all you have to have. He is wrong. He's got to be wrong. Then, if the church who believes like the many of the Pentecost that the Holy Ghost is it.
That's all.
Just repent and get the Holy Ghost. That's still wrong. In other words, you don't know where you are coming from, you don't know where to, whatever. Because you've got to get sanctification in there to cleanse it before the Holy Ghost comes in. If you don't, you leave out the blood. See? And the new birth, as people talk that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the new birth. Now, that's wrong. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is different from the new birth. The new birth is when you are born again. But the Holy Ghost is when power comes into that birth for service. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. So in other words, you are already a Christian, but you now need power for service. It's a car. All the mechanics are right, but what the car now needs is power from the spark. You need to crank or to light up the engine. And that's the power that will drive the car. In other words, the dynamics, the mechanics are alright. It's a car, it's got the engine, it's got plugs. It's a car by all description. But it needs power to move. And the power now, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
The new birth is when you are born again, but the Holy Ghost is when power comes into that new birth for service. In other words, now the car now is lit up, it goes into service. Starts traveling. You are a believer now. Sealed up. Power for service. Testify. Preach and everything. Now, the new birth. John 5:24. Very, very, I say unto you that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. He who hears and believes on him that sent me hath the everlasting life. Hearing and believing, the scripture then says you have eternal life. Everlasting life, you have everlasting life, yes. And shall not come into condemnation, but has passed from death unto life. Now,
Let's clear that. Paragraph 38 of Countdown of 62.
The new birth, you have the new birth by being, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
See?
By having faith and accepting Him as your Savior.
Don't think that the issue of believing
is there. There
are many people who had the word to battle in
Simbara kuita kuti utende.
There is a power that made Pane you
Simbara kuita kuti ugamuchire.
There is a power that made you
Pane Simbara kuita kuti uverenge.
There is a power that's making you to read.
Are we together, my brother, my sister? So, by having faith and accepting Him as your Savior, that's birth, see? Because you have passed from death unto life.
Now,
if you want to back that up, take St. John 5:24. He that heareth my words and believeth on Him that sent me has everlasting life. See? He has got life because he believes. And that same group had to go to... That same group of Paul, Peter, of Peter, James, John, who had believed. Who had believed. Are we together? They believed. But they had not received the Holy Ghost. And listen to what the prophet says. And that same group had to go to Pentecost to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. He says, exact. Can somebody say that?
Exact.
Oh, brother Namuga, Namajanandora, it's exact.
Brother
Namuga,
say exact.
Tiri swa mutoto exekiri. Wana pita, wana kuzonzi waona. Umambo kana kuti vana vamwari vatendeuka. Vagamuchira mweya mutsvene zvikandi boka iroro ranga ratenda muna Kristu. Ndiro rakazoenda paJerusarema. Kwanzi munomirira kusvika mweya mutsvene oya pamusoro
penyu.
Kana wauya uchakupai simba. Zakeo, zviri kujeka Zakeo.
It's getting clear.
Preachers
are not
confused. All angles.
They are showing you material. So that you stay in the middle.
In other words, now this James, John, and so on. They believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it?
But after believing, they were told to go. Amen.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth.
Countdown 62,
paragraph 39. The Holy Ghost is power for service. So when talk about you got to be born again, and applying that to the Holy Ghost, many of the Methodists and so forth are wrong there. It cannot. It's just one cop through the scripture here. You get the thing sideways. It's got to take it the way the scriptures got it placed out here.
See?
And the Holy Spirit, you shall receive the new birth after this.
What?
What? He says, no. You shall receive power. Acts 1:8. After this, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, see? And they had already believed to eternal life. You believe to eternal life. And so on. But they had to have the Holy Ghost for power. You shall be witnesses unto me after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because the Holy Ghost is a witness of the resurrection, showing that you have become an adult in
Christ.
Right, I hope maybe I'll be able to get time there. Where you find justification is the first work of grace. Sanctification, second work of grace, is the same lifeline coming through until it's crowned somewhere there. It's the same life in that cob, in the roots, into the branches, right up until you begin to have that thing coming by the side there. Then you have the seeds there. But it's the same lifeline which was causing the growth and the development until finally again the seed has become seed. The seed cannot become seed again without the same life starting from the roots coming up until that life crowns itself in the seed that has become seed again. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not in isolation of that life you growing to maturity.
My. Amen.
But you see, the new birth is a mystery. Just as the virgin birth is a mystery.
Paradox 98.
That virgin birth was a mystery to the people. How can a virgin give birth to a baby without a man? It was a mystery. It was a puzzle. So the prophet says that virgin birth was a mystery to the people. They could not understand it. Just like the new birth is today. It's also a mystery. The new birth is a mystery to the people. That's why it was on the road. You must be born again.
Can I go back to my mother?
They were taking it now in a natural way. Yet this other birth is a natural birth. But this other one is a spiritual birth. It's a mystery. They can't understand it. It says, the new birth is a mystery to the people. They can't understand it. They don't know what you mean. They have belittled it. Bring it down saying, well, just because you believe something, the devils believe the same thing in tremble. It isn't what you believe. It's what God has actually done. The new birth is a birth. It was a new, it was a paradox. When God brought new life to the human race, to reject it is eternal separation. To receive it is eternal life. So you find that the new birth is necessary. Just as the natural birth is necessary. That is for there to be life. Without a birth, there is no life. It takes a birth for there to be life. So it's necessary. But the new birth, it nullifies the evil of the natural birth that came by mother, that came by a relationship. That's why you see when Christ came, whom you have to believe in to have life. He had to bypass the natural channel of coming to life. The prophet shows right there that Mary, without a sensation, she got to have an egg. And Mary, without a sensation, that gem of life came. So both it was without a sensation. It was a mystery. It was mysterious. But God was bringing a birth totally different from the first birth, so he could paralyze and nullify the first birth, so that in future, whoever will come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will have everlasting life. You see now why? By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have everlasting life. Why? Because by his birth, when he came up and was crucified, it was to bring life to those who would believe in him. Because in him was the life of God. In him was Zoe, which is the only source of eternal life. So you see, my brother, he had to have another birth than the natural birth. So I pick it from here. This quotation there. I think the 10 virgins or something, where the prophet says, paragraph 141. That's how someone got it the other day. I've got a lot of letters on that. On hybrid religion. That I made a remark over him. The Bible said that illegitimate winds as we munanga kwe makore akati.
Would not enter into the congregation.
You see how he slots in the birth sector there. That I made a remark over that. He said, the Bible said it called a bastard child, he said. Could not enter the congregation of the Lord for 10 generations. Which would be 400 years that an illegitimate child could not come into the congregation of the Lord.
That's
how bad that hybriding was. That was a woman that let another man live with her in order to bring forth a child. That child was a hybrid, not by its father, but by some other man.
See?
And that was so evil before God, it taken 10 generations to ever breed that out again before God. You see, in the Old Testament there, it would take 10 generations to breed that illegitimacy out of. Now, I want you to see now what this birth did. Now, with this background of this scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Psalms 51:5. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. But when you believe in Christ, all things are passed away. All things became new. That's why he died.
Now,
fine. In relation to that now, let's clench that on the 10 virgins. But that doesn't apply to this age. The issue of illegitimacy for a child who is maybe born out of holy wedlock or whatever, that is said for 10 generations. That doesn't apply in this age. You have a new birth now. Do you see what that birth of Jesus Christ What that spiritual birth did to put an X and no and nullify that natural birth. That's why in your Christian walk with God, you can no longer depend upon your natural birth. You can no longer depend upon your natural talents. You can no longer depend upon your natural genealogy. Another genealogy starts in Jesus Christ, whose birth has no origins in the natural things, but his birth has origins in the spiritual world. So when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are being welcomed into the region and the world of the spirit. Hallelujah!
Go tall and touch the ceiling.
So you can no longer be a cry baby. Oh, no one's lying in it. Oh, you know, my parents, you know, they were unbelievers. We should stop that nonsense. That our old birth, which is a natural birth, was nullified by yet another birth. So from our bloodline curses,
Kubapa zituko zedinza redu, tiri kupinzwa. Mumaropafazo, Aisha Jesu Kristo.
So you see, my brother, my sister, your blood was contaminated right from way back in Genesis. It was contaminated out there. Brother, through that bloodline, you could never achieve anything good before God. And God started from way back to work out a plan to be able to restore you, to be able to accommodate you. Oh, my brother, accommodation was reserved for you. And hence, that's why Calvary. And here we are this morning. We are reaping the benefits of Calvary. We have another bloodline that's ushering in the blessings of eternal life. Hallelujah!
We are now in Israel tabernacle.
Instead of batana ne muri ataka piona Jehovah, pane ropa rinokeza, ropa rinowasha. You know, the blood shall never lose its power. It shall never lose its power. To the west of sinners, my brother, oh, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Hallelujah! I'm happy. Come on, brother. Tiriku roa bangu tirimo mangwana nanas. Kana ushida backstroke, roa backstroke. Kana ushida ku tu hina ne side, roa ne side. Tirimo kati menyasha. Zechi ziva che nyasha che ropa. Rino shamba matazo ako. Rino shamba ruchiva. Rino shamba upombre. Ropa renyanyi amari. Contaminated. As panerimwe, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's
Aiwa asata achiri ma veins oko matanga awo awa akakondemwa awo ama veins attends Jesu Kristo. Zviri kubva pamunyatso wa Jehovah. Mwari anzwa kuti ninika ndinovada vanhava ndinomuda munhu uyu ndanikarasikirwi naye akati zvino ininika ininika ndiri mweya ndinonomudzikinura sei zvikanzi aiwa koma ndiri ndina maattributes kaini ekuva mudzikinuri kaini ekuva mudzikinuri kaini ko ndikakozova mudzikinuri sinyi ndikava mudzikinuri sinyi zvikanzi regai ndiise munhu mumutumbi wenyama kuti ambodonha bhijana kana ambodonha bhijana ndoita hangu dhirama rangu ndozonoratidza attribute yangu yokudzikinura. Brother Branham panoendera mberi vachingotaura panotaura zvikanzi there is nothing wrong vachitsanangura nyaya kuti munhu wakatadza imwari akazoka there is nothing wrong zvese zvinokunetsai there is nothing wrong muri vatambi vedhirama ramwari mudhirama iroro vamwe vanonzi imbavha asi havazi mbavha vamwe vanzi vana mambo vanotopfeka nhumbi dzakanaka voenda patebhuro votodya chicken vamwe vanonzi mabhega vanotononga mafufu mudhirama imomo vazopedza zvavo kunzi zvino keteni rovhurwa ava vanga vari mambo ava ndiye brother chokudanoni ava ava vanga vari rombe ava vanga vari rombe ava ndi brother Asafa ava pakuvaona vangofanana asi vanga vaiswa mumutambo usadzirwadziwa mwoyo kana mwari ambokuisa mumutambo iti mwari ndinotenda nedhirama iri asi rimwe ramazuva dhirama richapera dhirama richapera rimwe ramazuva kana ndapedza maba epano panyika kana haleluya shamwari wena tinonamata mwari mupe unonzwa kuenda nyika ino chiko chiko chaingati ofa wakomana takagarirwa nezvinhu zvakadaro kuimba dzimbo dzejerusarema unonzwa kuti takupinda manje kana step kana ndapedza mabasa epano panyika kana hama Jerusarema musha wa kana usaushaya musha iwowo shingaira hama kushaya basa hakuna zvakunoreva kushaya school fees hakuna zvakunoreva kushorwa hakuna zvakunoreva namo ina zvainoreva kana wapedza mabasa zvichazoverengwa shinga mutendi shinga kunopinda mhare uko mare dzokute idzo mare iwe uriga neni ndiriga tose magamba emuchinji iwe kayo message inozipa inotapira inokuisa munzvimbo dzokumatenga muna Kristu Jesu unofamba mudenga uri muchechi wekufamba mudenga udzaudia ya rimwe ramazuva richabva tangodai so 1 2 3 uyu waenda uyu tiri mudhuze nazvo tiri pedo nazvo chaizvo. But that doesn't apply to this age. You have a new birth now. They have just one birth back there. That was the actual sexual breeding. We have this new birth now, which is the spiritual. That breeds out all the cow. By the first birth, sin came into us. But by the second birth, it kicks out all. And we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Born again of the Spirit of God. New creatures. On the word creature, if some of you good scholars here that understand, if you don't, you might look it up. The creature comes from the Greek word of a new creation. Oh, the same as you are a creature here. Born with father and mother. You are then a new creation. Born heavenly. In God's new creation of a new man. New creation at the birth. But it has to be a birth. Just the same as the natural birth is necessary. The spiritual birth is just as necessary as the natural birth.
Gandhi, pick one or two things, Dimire. I think it's enough things. Are you here?
Murimuno,
can I hear if you are here? Now, then Brother Brown goes to show that with that first man, his first birth brings him
a
natural man on earth. And his second birth, which we have spoken about, brings him a spiritual man in heaven. Do you see by the first birth, the devil was trying to alienate us from what we were. Before the fall. Yet God knew that it was through the fall that he would show all that was in him. So now he comes now by the second birth to bring us back to him, a spiritual man in heaven. And the second birth changes his inward paths. Not his outward paths. Question and answer 64, 114, 243. Dear Brother Branham, will all the sons and daughters of true born again believers be saved?
Nay, Brother Branham. Vose vanakomana nevanasikana vakazvarwa nechokwadi patsva vachaponeswa here vana vevatendi.
Okay. No, brother, no. They sure won't.
Kwete hama vose havazoponeswe.
As I copied David Duplessis on this remark.
Sezvandakatora kuna chitaurwa ichi kuna
David Duplessis. God don't have grandchildren, see?
Mwari havana vazukuru
mabona. Just sons and daughters.
Asi vanakomana nevana.
They will have to be born just exactly like their father and mother was born of the Spirit.
Vanofanira kuzvarwa patsva sezvakangoitawo baba namai vakazvarwa pamweya.
See? That's what makes a man a new person.
It's
because he's born again, reborn.
His
first birth brings him a natural man on earth. His second birth brings him a spiritual man in heaven.
See,
it changes him. His soul. Not his outward conscience. His outward being, his senses, he still feels and smells and tastes and hears, but his inward parts, his desires, what motivates him, has been changed to God.
Ashandurwa kuva kuna Mwari.
Zvaishuva haachazvide.
Zvainakidza. What used to
kunakidzwa nezvedenga.
He now is now motivated by heaven.
And Brother Brown's one, Taura is not the feeling.
What Brother Brown says sometimes it puzzles me.
When he puts these statements,
this real Shinoko right.
Okay, maybe let me read paragraph 26. You say, Brother Branham, the lamb and the dove, could a person do all these things and be lost?
Yes,
sir, certainly. Said, I rejoice in the Spirit. That has nothing to do with it. It's not you rejoicing in the Spirit.
Are
you ready? It's not you rejoicing in the Spirit.
Neither
is it the baptism of the Holy Ghost that's poured on the congregation. It is a new birth and a change of a heart that changes a man from a dying being to a secured immortal son of God, taking his place on the seat of the believer's heart. It's a nature change. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust.
Lemon
the dove. It is not true that the Bible said the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Is it not
true? The sun shines on the just and the unjust. You take a wheat field and the little heads are turning over.
It's a
drought. The old stingweeds and the briar vine and the stick tights and all of them in the field, they are just as thirsty as the wheat. He says, it's a vision I saw once. You know, Pavakati, Daka, Ahona, Vines, Anomiamche, never say. Uyashidi ndona umwe hapo asapeza akudana mukadzi womunhu asiye aiti uno mweya mutsvene ashingitadza sono mweya mutsvene nouyu ndokuzoona mvura ichinaya.
That time when Brother Abraham went,
mvura aishanduri mhando yembeu.
That time when Brother Abraham witnessed these two men etimishawaka,
nokubatsira kuti mhando yembeu ichiratidza zviri mairi.
The water does not change the seed, but it only makes the seed to produce what it really carries.
They were all needing rain. And when the showers came,
mvura,
the little wheat raised its head and rejoiced. And the sting wheat raised up its head and rejoiced. The creeper raised up its head and rejoiced.
The Holy Spirit is
mando dzese dzinenge dziri kufara.
All types are rejoicing.
Kana kuri putsika dzinoputsika dzose.
If they are falling, they are falling together.
Kana kuita hollering dzinohola dzese.
If they are rejoicing, they are rejoicing together.
Asi hazvishanduri mhando yembeu.
But it won't change the nature.
Mweya mutsvene hauyi kushandura.
The Holy Ghost does not come to change.
Kana kugadzira mbeu.
Or to make the seed.
Unouya kunaya kuti mbeu ishiratidza zviri mairi.
It comes to water so that the seed will produce its true colors.
They were just as proud to get the rain as the rest of them. But brother, one of them was bearing the fruit of wheat. And the other was bearing the fruit of something else. Then the scripture, you shall know them by their fruit. You don't know them by saying, I have received the Holy Ghost. You don't know them by seeing them rejoice. You don't know them by rolling over the floor. All those things are good. But you know them by seeing and watching the fruit of the Holy Spirit in their life. What that their life bear testifies of the seed that's in them.
Ndokusaka uchiona mweya mutsvene wemasangano nemachechi akadaro uyu.
Auva dzikinuri paupombwe.
That's why the Holy Ghost of the
zuromparidzwa kumbura iso ndobva adona.
Does not deliver them from adultery.
Wangoti ndobva ati kwaba.
They were just blown and they
asa chisumuka ipapo ari kuenda ku small house yake.
But from falling from that he goes to the avenue.
Asimuya mutsvene wechokwadi unodzikinura.
But the true Holy
Ghost pamaonero namanzviro namaitiro asiri eshoko ramwari.
That is different from
Hallelujah.
The word of God.
Lamentations 57:28, and the Holy Spirit falls into a meeting. Sometimes the believer and unbeliever worship by the same Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit proves what you are. Not the reaction of the Spirit. Not to speak with tongues. Not to shout that goes with it too, yes. That all goes with it. But unless the fruit of the Spirit bears record with God's word, you have just got an outward demonstration. So many times people measure on the outward demonstration of the Spirit. But the inward demonstration of the Spirit is what bears the fruit. You shall know them by their fruit. And we today are relying so much on the outward emotions and demonstration. When it takes a genuine, pure, born again, Holy Ghost led life to prove what you are, now that is right. My dear brother and sister, unless there is fruit, and the fruit of the Spirit is not outward demonstration, it's an inward work of grace, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, gentleness, patience. There you are. Just signed a court to close by.
Again, it's like a chinokoro chogoerenga tovara.
No wonder why then you see what the prophet says there.
Dosa kamuchona mprofita vachiti.
I'm picking now from 65 leadership.
Ndikutora kubva pana
65. The choice of your conduct. You can't mix it now. You are either for God or against God. And the outward expressions shows exactly what's on the inside.
See?
The cocoa bar. Many of you think. Many of you think. I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to heaven. That don't mean one thing that you are going to heaven. No, sir. You can have the baptism of the Holy Ghost every hour in your life and still be lost and go to hell. The Bible says, that's exactly right. Why? It depends on the type and the nature of seed in you. That's why now you see denominations have taken it on the wrong note. When he pointed me, you know, I felt the Holy Ghost. After you felt the Holy Ghost, what life did you go and live? Tomorrow again. But they continue in the same old rat and rotten life. When you receive the Holy Ghost, there should be a change. Sometimes you get to say, if that's the type of Holy Ghost,
that they receive, then I don't like it. Let them have it. I will have the Bible where you want and the message where you want. Oh, my brother, my sister, we love this Holy Ghost gospel. Because when it is preached, my brother, my sister, it changes our lives. It crowds out our lives. What an answer to a good conscience. Do you believe it, my brother, my sister? When God has given a promise, He is obligated to fulfill it. When God has promised you, He can do what He has promised. You better stand on the promise and say, Lord, as far as you have said it, that's where I will stand. And having done all to stand, I am standing therefore unshaken and unmoved, and it shall be. Do you believe that, my brother, my sister? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You must be born again. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You must be born again. Amen.
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 Do you have a desire this morning where you say, Lord, I raise my hand as a sign of surrender. I have this heart's desire that I have. And my brother, I believe that God whom you believe, as He sees your hand up, He is more than able to grant to you your heart's desire. Brother Dan Matanga can never give your heart's desire, but your God that you believe in can grant it to you, because it's a promise. He is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. If you are sick, it's your time to raise your hand. If you have a need, it's the time to raise your hand. If you want to be born again, it's the time to raise your hand. If you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's the time to raise your hand. Your God is not a dead God. He is alive. Your very existence, your very presence in this building this morning is a testimony that Jesus Christ is alive. And that same Jesus is right here to undertake for you. He sees your hand and He knows your need. I will pray. My blessed Lord Jesus, you see all the hands that are raised by your children. You know what all their needs is all about. You know what their shortcomings is all about. You know what their heart's desires is all about. I come, Lord, with this prayer of faith, even as I pray for every brother and every sister, that beneath that hand that has been raised, may that need be undertaken for. We realize, Lord Jesus, that that's what you died for, that we can be recipients of the blessings of Almighty God. I would like to pray this very hour that nothing can stand in their way. Every trick of the devil, every power of Satan, every misconception of Satan, we are destroying it in the name of Jesus Christ. May they be able to believe that Jesus Christ, who is able and has called them unto life, is able to make a way. I pray, my Lord Jesus, that you make a way for every brother and every sister. Those who are sick, may you grant them deliverance. Those who don't know you, may you just be able to save their lives. Those who have needs in their marriages, Lord, may you be able to undertake. Those who have needs over their children, make a way for them, Father. I pray for Eastleigh Tabernacle. I pray for the elders. I pray for the Church of the Living God. I pray for every brother and every sister. May every brother and sister stand and hold hands together and call upon the name of the living God. Lord, may your perfect will be done in their midst as it is in heaven. We thank you for the message. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for the opportunity. We shall be careful to give all the glory and the honor back to yourself, Lord, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I call upon our elder to come up, I will call upon our precious song leader to sing for us here. There is a fountain filled with blood. Oh, my brother, let me tell you, that fountain is still there. You can receive the effects of that fountain this morning. It can never lose its power. It's there for you, my brother, my sister. As we sing this, and towards the end, I'll hand over. There is a fountain.